This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Please be seated. Oh, that was fun. Thank you. I think we should get it right. That was wonderful. Somebody send me some pictures. I'd love to share that. So, happy Palm Sunday. I want to just start out with a little story. I was looking at videos the other night on the internet. I was just messing around. I like baseball videos, and I like music videos, especially how to play guitar parts and stuff. But I found this one. It was two unknown to me artists. The first one is a 20-year-old lady named Lady Va, Lady, and then V-A is all one word, and then maybe a 45-year-old guy named Dr. K. And anyhow, they show up at this train station that has one of those random pianos that they want people to play with, you know, if you just show up. And they sit down, or she sits down, and she just starts pounding out this boogie-woogie music on piano, all that stuff. And she's just going, her hands are all over the 88 keys. And then he's back there clapping. People are starting to gather around, wondering what's going on as they're walking through the train station. And then he starts pounding out the high keys, all that stuff. So, and then they switch during the song. She's playing and she slides and he plays the high part. And she flies over, and he plays low, and she's playing kind of the high keys and all that. It's just like this incredible amount of energy. People around, there's people dancing, clapping, a lot of people just on their phones, which I thought was weird. But so there's like this pop-up, you know, as the young people say, a pop-up musical extravaganza. And it reminds me of the energy that we heard today in the gospel that we may not come through because we've read this story so many times. But it's kind of the energy that was in the room a minute ago when, is Charlie the horse really going to be okay today? Can Charlie the horse make it from there to there? And I guess that was a good one. Answer, it's God calling. So... But Jesus does something in the gospel today. It's all planned. And I think I've realized it before, but I didn't really realize it. Jesus created this buzz on the way into this little small gate into Jerusalem. And we know he did because he has this whole part of the story is about go to get this young colt. Untie it, the master, if they say anything, do this, do that, and it all comes true. And then we hear the story of Jesus, a lot of symbolism, getting on this young, unridden colt, coming down from the Mount of Olives, humbling himself, getting on a small colt, and then people were giving him a royal welcome, throwing their cloaks on the ground in front of him and shouting. It's saying, blessed is the king, the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Now remember, calling someone else a king in the Roman world back then, they were the conquerors, there was only one king. Caesar, right? To say that was subversive. And so the Pharisees, I like the term mafia, the religious mafia at that time, come over and say, calm down, Romans are going to come get us, right? And Jesus says what he says. He can't stop it, right? On the other side of the city are the Romans coming into town. And to set the scene further, this is Passover. Jews go to the center of their world, Jerusalem, right, to celebrate the Passover together. It's a big deal. It's a yearly thing. Anybody that can get there wants to be there. So it's a pilgrimage, basically. And the Romans know it, so what do? They send in cavalry and extra troops to keep the people calm and down and let them know that guess who's in charge still?
Caesar.
So it was very subversive to say, blessed be the king, right? The one who comes from the Lord. You know? And this idea was, so these people were both ecstatic, Jesus' disciples and all the people around that heard about this Jesus, this man who heals, this man who raised Lazarus from the dead. There's all these rumors, and Jesus jumps right into that, plans this entrance in. And we don't think about it that way, but he created this buzz, right? Now, did he know all the other steps? He did know that Jerusalem's the killer of prophets. He had said that a couple weeks ago, if I remember it right. So he kind of knew what he was getting into, and he's creating this whole idea and letting the rumor mill flow even further. This pop-up protest, right? Going in the little gate while the Romans come thundering on their horses in the big gate. And he sets himself again on this colt, very lowly thing. But he had done the lowly thing already. He came, he was, as it says in Philippians today, he humbled himself. A God in God's form humbled himself to be a human like us. And then now he's humbling himself further. And he probably knows it's not going to end well in Jerusalem, right? So we know the rest of the story. But remember, the disciples didn't. They were just going, wow, what a great day. Yay, finally, you know? And there's probably others in Jerusalem, other Jews are going, well, finally, someone's going to save us from these Romans, right? Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Uh-oh. Maybe shouldn't have said that word, king. So we have this clash of the cultures, the two kings, really, Caesar and Jesus. And so what does that have to say to us today? Today, this is also our story, right? We're planting our feet in the dust of Jerusalem today. When you feel those palm branches in your hands, we know that this really begins Holy Week for us because we have the whole history. We set our feet in the dust, but we also are planning to relive the Last Supper. We're going to the garden to pray. Hopefully, we're going to stay awake, right? We're going to the cross, and we're going to the tomb, but we know the ending, and remember, the disciples did not. So when Jesus died on Friday, that looked like the end, right? What I'm saying to you is, although we are pulled every which way by different royalty that want our attention, I'm asking you to do what I think is just a great act of faith, to raise your palms as we did today outside, and say with me, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord.